This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine air defenses say they shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kyiv overnight Monday in Russia's latest nighttime assault. The Kyiv City Military Administration says five people in the capital were injured by falling drone debris. The Kyiv government said drone wreckage struck a two-story building in western Kyiv, while other debris struck a parked car nearby, setting it on fire. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko visited one destroyed apartment and said the attack was the biggest since the Russian invasion began.
Kamikaze drones fly to direction in our hometown, and thanks to the anti-missile system, everyone was shot down.
He confirmed that all drones were shot down by the anti-missile systems. Air raid alarms sounded for more than 3 hours during the night in Kyiv. Envoys from both of Sudan's warring factions are in Saudi Arabia to arrange for the opening of humanitarian corridors in Sudan. The parties have insisted they are only sitting across from each other to bring some relief to the humanitarian situation in the North African country and not to negotiate a truce. The UN's top aid official was in Saudi Arabia Sunday for the ceasefire talks between the warring generals as concern grows for the humanitarian situation as a start of a fourth week of gun battles and airstrikes in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Sudanese evacuee Rawa Hamad was aboard a plane for Qatar, fleeing the country, where she said life has become almost impossible.
It's lack of everything, lack of water, lack of fuel, lack of medicine, lack of even hospitals and doctors.
More than 100,000 people have already fled the country, and last week UN humanitarian officials said that number could reach 800,000 without a meaningful end to the fighting there. Fighting erupted in Sudan in mid-April between the country's military and a paramilitary force. The Rapid Support Forces, led by General Hamad Hamdan Bernam. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet with Republican congressional leaders Tuesday to discuss the nation's debt ceiling, while members of his administration warn against a default. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her office is already taking emergency steps to try to keep the government from running out of cash too quickly.
Economic chaos would ensue.
But projects it could happen as early as June 1st. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Yellen was asked if President Biden could invoke the 14th Amendment, which would bypass Congress.
This would be a constitutional crisis.
Republican Senator James Lankford says the White House is wrong to demand that the debt ceiling negotiations be separated from spending cuts.
It forces a moment to be able to talk about debt and deficit and to say, where are we going on this?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A law enforcement official in the U.S. state of Texas says federal investigators are looking into whether the gunman who killed eight people at a Dallas area shopping mall expressed an interest in white supremacist ideology as they work to discern a motive for the shooting. Federal agents have been reviewing social media accounts they believe were used by the suspect, 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia, as part of their investigation. The official cautioned the investigation is in its early stages. Meanwhile, an employee at the Dallas area mall says she's grateful to be alive following the mass shooting. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Andrea Gaither was working at a clothing store when gunshots broke out.
I could hear my boss saying, everyone go out the door, everyone go out the door. And then they opened the emergency door and I ran right out.
Gaither says she ran outside to the other end of the shopping center and off mall property.
Every time I heard a gunshot, I just thought, he's killing people. He's killing people.
She says she's counting her blessings.
The thing that I'm the most thankful for is that I still get to spend time with my family and be with my family, you know?
I'm Donna Warder.
China's foreign ministry said Monday the legitimate rights of Australian journalist Cheng Li, who's been detained in Beijing since her arrest in 2020, are being protected. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Cheng was a television anchor for Chinese state broadcaster CGTN, before being detained in August 2020 on suspicion of illegally supplying state secrets overseas. Cheng is still awaiting a verdict and sentence after her trial was held behind closed doors in the Chinese capital on March 31, 2022. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, see our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.